The Ballard Locks turn 100 years old this year. To commemorate the anniversary, KNKX spent an afternoon telling stories about the effect of the locks on our community. The creation of the locks and the Lake Washington Ship Canal had a profound impact on the future of the region, environmentally, economically, and geographically, but that impact was also immediately felt by one Native American tribe in particular. 88.5's Ariel Van Cleve has more.
The Ship Canal from Puget Sound to Lake Washington is considered to be an engineering marvel, and one necessary part of making that marvel a reality was creating the Montlake Cut. But that launched a domino effect. Creating the cut led to Lake Washington lowering by nearly 9 feet, which meant the Black River near Renton dried up. Nearly 300 Duwamish lived along that river.
The village disappeared.
That's Duwamish chairperson Cecile Hansen.
And the white people were so excited because when the water went down to the bare bones, there was fish jumping around and they were so excited. But they didn't care about the Native American, which was Duwamish.
One descendant of the Duwamish recounted the day to historians by saying, quote, "People came from miles around laughing and hollering and stuffing fish into gunny sacks." Hansen explains Duwamish means the people of the inside, and there was no place more inside than the Black River. It served as a key defensive position against other tribes and an abundant food source with salmon, crab, and wild game. James Rasmussen's ancestors called the Black River Village home for thousands of years. He says that river served another key purpose. It was the tribe's highway.
But without the river, there's no way that they could survive there. So they didn't have a whole lot of choice. They were just moved.
Finding a place to go was the next issue.
Understand that, you know, some of the first laws in the city of Seattle's Indian people were not only not welcome, Indian people could not own property. You know, after dark, if you're an Indian person, you had to be out of town. The only way we let you into town is if you actually have a job, somebody's hired you, or somebody will vouch for you.
By the early 1900s, many of the people native to the Puget Sound region had already gone to reservations created as part of treaty agreements between tribes and the federal government. Cole Thrush is an associate professor of history at the University of British Columbia. He explained that meant ship canal planners had less sympathy for the remaining people who would be displaced.
According to the thinking of many people that were in charge of these processes, all those people should really be there. They don't have a place in, quote, modern society.
Thrush is also the author of the book Native Seattle Histories from the Crossing Over Place. He said via Skype the creation of the locks could be considered the final blow to traditional living in the city.
I think in this time period, there's this sense of sort of modernism that the local doesn't matter. We want to create these big technological projects. And so there's no mention of Native people or really people in general.
James Rasmussen agrees. He says no one thought of the immediate effect on people. But there wasn't much consideration for the long-term ramifications either. Industrial pollution over decades has caused problems with water quality and salmon, which is a culturally significant fish for tribes. And these are things that are still problems today. Rasmussen says that absence of forethought at the time may have come from a lack of connection to the land.
It's like you moved into a very old house, which is, you know, city of Seattle on Elliott Bay. When you move into an old house, it's important to know the history of that house, you know? And that's, I think, what we're talking about here. This is the history of this old house.
And Rasmussen says he's grateful his people are still here to tell it. Ariel Van Cleve, 88.5 News.
KNKX is commemorating the 100th anniversary of the Ballard Locks in Seattle. You can find this and other lock stories on our website, knkx.org.